From the earliest days of the campaign season, you could hear the voter frustration over the budget mess in Topeka.
Let me tell you about my listening to
the people in Kansas are dissatisfied with our government, and we're not happy with what's going on.
Okay.
And
well, I read that in the papers regularly.
But you don't.
But you don't do anything about it.
let me give me a few minutes to tell you about what I've heard.
That's Senator Forrest Knox, an Altoona Republican, getting an unexpected earful from a group of constituents in the tiny southeast Kansas town of Gridley, way back in May. By August, Knox was out, one of dozens of conservatives who had backed Governor Sam Brownback's tax and budget policies, only to be swept from office by moderate Republican and Democratic challengers. Lawmakers who survived got the message loud and clear, says Representative Don Heineman. He's a moderate Republican from Dighton, who after years as a respected backbencher is now the new majority leader in the House.
I think the majority of the returning legislators and certainly the newcomers are coming in having heard the message from the voters that we're tired of these smoke and mirrors games of trying to patch together a state budget. You need to fix this mess.
One of the newcomers, Representative Monica Murnan, a Pittsburgh Democrat, says Heineman is right on target when it comes to decoding what voters said.
The message is enough, fix it, let's do this.
It won't be a quick fix, though. Lawmakers face an immediate gap of $350 million and a bigger one in the coming budget year. All told, they must find nearly $1 billion in cuts or revenue in this and next year's budgets, or the state could be awash in red ink. Confronted with similar challenges the last couple of years, Brownback and lawmakers have applied a series of Band-Aids. But Heineman says those days are over.
We can't keep doing this. We need a long-term structural fix to this imbalance that we have between revenues and expenditures.
That desire for a structural fix already has put lawmakers at odds with the governor. The budget Brownback proposed once again relies on one-time money. Things like selling off future payments from the state's tobacco settlement for a lump sum payout, delaying contributions to the state employee retirement plan, siphoning more money from highway projects, and borrowing from a state investment fund.
The damage that would be done with that budget is incredible. So I think he just actually helped us. He made the case for overhauling the tax plan.
That's Representative Kathy Wolf Moore, a KCK Democrat. She's part of a growing group of lawmakers seeking to roll back parts of Brownback's signature income tax cuts. As a starting point, they appear eager to repeal the tax exemption given to more than 300,000 business owners and farmers. But Brownback continues to defend it.
The purpose of our small business tax cut has been to increase the number of small businesses and increase private sector job growth. That policy has worked.
But it appears the governor may be fighting a losing battle. Even Koch Industries, a politically influential conglomerate that's also benefiting from the exemption, now favors its repeal. Taking the exemption off the books will help, but it won't come close to closing the budget gap. That, Heineman says, will require some tough decisions, including more spending cuts.
And if we can't do it with budget cuts, then I think the public is ready for us to look at new sources of revenue.
In other words, tax increases. Reaching agreements on how much to cut, which taxes to increase, and by how much won't be easy. But unlike recent sessions, when debate was stymied and lawmakers were pushed to the point of tears, it appears there will be an open discussion about how to achieve that balance. Representative Susan Concannon is a Bolate Republican. She says the massive influx of new lawmakers and the resulting shakeup in the legislative leadership has created a new, more collegial vibe in the State House.
Oh, yeah. This is a new world. The leadership now is willing to talk about things. They're willing to have debates, listen to all sides. They're respectful of each other. It's great.
Great for now, but the debate is just getting started. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.